Welcome back to our Spring Sports Spotlights here on KNIA, talking with sophomore Carter Erickson. Carter, thank you very much for joining us. I got a chance to see you on the football field this fall, so kind of talk about how you were feeling coming off of that fall season, and I think there's a lot of big things ahead for you.
I'm hoping for the best. I felt that good season in football, but I feel like there's a lot more I could have done, and I just want to help the team win.
I know coming off of that fall season that you knew that there was going to be track season coming ahead. So talk a little bit about your preparation over the winter, preparing for some of those speed events in the track season.
So for this winter, I was lifting weights quite a bit. And I joined basketball and had a lot of fun with my sophomore friends, you know, go out in court and play with them.
Well, what was that like? Kind of talk about, you know, your experience with basketball. And I know the Indianola boys basketball program this season was just a ton of fun.
Yeah, I wasn't on varsity, but I saw how the program basically worked, and it's a great standout program from top to bottom. They get great coaches, and I had a blast. I'd never met Coach Lester before this season, and I met him this year, and just had a great time with him and all the other coaches.
Well, I know there's not too much turnaround time between basketball and preparing for track, so kind of talk about really just a couple of weeks before you can get going.
Yeah, it was a little tough, but I felt like the basketball part of it was going to help me stay in shape for, like, the 400 hurdles and being able to run, keeping up that speed on longer distances, which I was trying to improve on this year. But then I ran my own meet during this winter to try and stay ready. I went down to Missouri and ran against some of the top competition in the Midwest.
Well, talk about that experience, because I know that's not always an easy thing to do, go on your own and run into a meet. Normally, there's always your team surrounding you or your coach surrounding you. So, yeah, kind of walk me through that.
I didn't know what to expect at first. I had been training for a couple weeks. I went down there. I originally was going to do just like a couple events. I was in two events. I think I was going to do the 60 and the 400. But then I ended up doing four events. I just wanted to see how it plays. And being at some of the best in the country, really, there was top pole vaulters in the country there making breaking records, and then just being able to be there is an amazing feeling. I ran pretty well. I got top 25 out of like 100, I think top 25 out of like 75, I think, in all my events, and being able to show up against some of the top all through high school and be a sophomore only felt great.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things I talked about Coach Oliver was he said he wasn't quite sure what events to limit you to because he felt like you could go out and run a lot of events. So kind of having that versatility, how does that make you feel?
It's a tough thing to do because you have to be mentally prepared to do anything from a 100 to a 400 hurdles. And that mental preparedness for the 400 hurdles is some of the best you have to have, because if you're thinking negative before you run that race, you've already lost that race. And running last year, I learned, okay, I have to be mentally prepared. It's just as much a mental sport as it is a physical sport, running track.
What were your goals or expectations coming into this year's track season?
I wanted to place top 8 in state in multiple events. I have a board I still keep up in my room. I wanted to PR in all my events, and I wanted to get top 8 in the 100-meter dash at state.
I know it wasn't an easy thing to hear that the season was canceled, but kind of talk about your feelings on that and some of the things you've talked about with your teammates on that subject.
It was a hard thing to do because I have a lot of – last year was my first year, and, you know, I moved schools from Southeast Polk halfway through the late year last year, and so track was my first sport, and I made a lot of good relationships in track. Like, Grant Hickson is a top-tier guy, Blake Kennedy, all my hurdle buddies. We had a chance to break the school – we broke the school record last year, but I think we were going to shatter it this year, coming back after a strong year, returning 3 out of 4. Just, it was going to be a great year, and then – having them lose it, I feel horrible for them because I know I still got two more years after this.
What are your plans? I know, again, just a sophomore, but you want to take the entire summer. You want to take all of next school year to prepare for next track season. I know you got a lot in between, but what have you kind of been thinking about what you want to accomplish for your junior and senior seasons?
I want to win state. I want to win Drake. I want to show the state. I really want to go. If I get a chance, I want to run track somewhere in college. Just show everyone that small towns, small states can do it too, like Iowa.
Well, perfect. Good to hear. And we'll obviously really look forward to seeing you next football season.
Yeah, I'm very excited.